I've been involved in composing electronic music, and then I moved on into video work and multimedia art a few years ago. And so anytime I've been outside of rehearsal, I've been geeking out, learning all kinds of software, learning shooting techniques and lighting and motion graphics and 3D modeling and stuff like that. So because I've wanted to make visual art in the video and projection medium. And so I started making that. And we have, Vita comes from a long line of artists, as a visual artist, as I come from a long line of musicians. And so Vita's a set and costume designer and also production designer for film. She's designed things for Lady Gaga. She's designed for opera houses all over the world. And so we're based in New York, and we have a lot of friends who are amazing choreographers and actors and photographers and other scenic designers and operatic performers. And so anytime we'd be in New York at the same time, we would get together in a studio. It started when we would get together in the studio space, and we would make video pieces, we'd make sculptural pieces, we would make performative pieces. Some of them would end up being publicly performed. We had a piece that we worked on together performed at the 92nd Street Y in New York. But all of these have been sort of mostly low-budget, high-concept things, you know. And so we started getting together and working in that way. And at some point, we were like, you know, we need a name. Like, we need to, you know, really organize ourselves in some way. And so we decided to call it Glimmer. It's spelled G-L-M-M-R. At first, we just liked the sound of the name and what it meant, but then retroactively, we came up with an acronym for it, which is Giving Light, Motion, Memory, and Relevance, which is essentially what we do, because we are a collective, a loose collective. Vita and I are the core members. We're the founding members. We operate it, but we bring in contributing members frequently. So our first project that really went public was the Venturiza. And I had started tinkering with this in 2010. Basically, every time I would get invited somewhere to do a recital, I would say, hey, can I do Venturiza? And if they said yes, I would be like, well, can you spring for a bit of extra budget for transporting a projector and a projection screen or something like that? And if they said yes, then I would basically do a workshop version of this. And it was essentially an illustrated Venturiza. And then in 2014, Anchorage Opera presented the first fully budgeted version of Venturiza, where we actually got a set and a production team and everything. And that's when we were able to realize it for the first time. And so Vita and I designed originally I had designed a lot of the video myself, but then we started revising it together, bringing in sort of reconceived bits of video footage and in some cases completely redoing sections of it. And then we designed the set together. And so that's how we're working now on this. And since then, we've actually been engaged by other opera companies in the U.S. to create different elements of other productions that are not Venturiza. So for instance, we're going to be doing production design. So that's sets, costumes, and projections for a new production of David T. Little's Soldier Songs for Atlanta Opera in the fall. And then the next thing we're doing is directing and doing production design for a new production of Michael Nyman's The Man Who Mistook His Wife for a Hat next month at Indianapolis Opera. And so once the video and the images from the Anchorage Venturiza video got out, we started getting lots and lots of inquiries to perform the Venturiza in other places, but also to work on other shows. And so right now we're in the stages of, you know, going into that territory for the first time. And we're doing it on top of our individual careers, you know, and working it into our schedules among my singing engagements and her design engagements. But it really is, you know, it's something that we've talked a lot about doing, and we've been very excited about doing, and we've had a goal to do for a long time, has been to direct and or design productions together. And of course, I cannot stop performing. Like, there's no way I couldn't survive without performing. It keeps me sane. You know, I just absolutely have to do it. So I have no intention of transitioning out of performing and into any of these things. It's going to be more about coordinating things in such a way that I'm alternating between performing and designing.
And sometimes combining them together.
And sometimes combining them together, which is what the Venturiza does.
Well, this is your time for singing, too, so you should be singing while your voice is where it's at.
Absolutely. And I mean, my vocal technique is more settled than it's ever been in my life. And so the range of things that I can sing now and the confidence that I can bring to them is greater than it's ever been. So it's a very, very exciting time. I've got a Met debut coming up, a Salzburg debut coming up, and some other important role debuts and things like that. So things are not slowing down in that aspect at all. But I also want to use whatever attention I might be getting from singing to have more opportunities to bring this more comprehensive and integrated, form of work, to the public as well.